All right, let's get to a little group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jessica, in quotes, says, "Hey there, Ben and Kelly, need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Been dating my boyfriend for a little over 2 years.
Mm.
Over the past year, he and my dad have become incredibly close.
Okay.
Like they literally went on a guy's only weekend man retreat together.
Gotcha.
I've even joked that sometimes it feels like my boyfriend's dating my dad and not me."
Okay.
So here's where things get complicated.
Okay.
"I've been thinking about ending things with my boyfriend for a while.
Mm.
We've been growing apart, but he and my dad are tighter than ever.
Mm.
I'm afraid if I break up with him, it's going to be super messy and awkward because my dad is so invested in their friendship.
Oh, dang.
Do you think I should tell my dad first? Like give him a heads up? Or do I talk to my boyfriend and let my dad find out after?
Mm.
I really want to handle this with the lowest amount of drama possible, but also don't want to blindside either of them.
Right.
So how do I navigate this without wrecking both relationships? Thank you in advance."
Oh, you're the son I never had.
I mean, yes, that is, it is really cute. I mean, it's, oh.
And then I guess the other question is, if you're in that situation, do you remain friends with the dad or do you remain friends with your daughter's boyfriend? Like, how does that?
I mean, it's going to depend on how he takes it.
I know there's a lot shattered,
it's going to be tough for him to move on if he's still hanging around.
Look, this is boyfriend-girlfriend. This isn't like husband-wife.
Right.
And I can understand, you know, and because we've even heard and had people on the show who've said, I've remained friends with my ex's family because they're great people.
Yes, but, you know, maybe dad was hoping he was going to be son-in-law some point. And now he's going to be just shattered knowing that's not going to be the case. And then so I think you absolutely have to talk to dad first.
You think dad first?
Yes, I think dad first.
Man.
To prepare him.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
And then if say, listen, you can't give him a heads up. You can't give your bestie a heads up before I talk to him. But I know you're close and I wanted to prepare you.
You know your relationship with your dad better than we do.
Right. And I feel like you need to go to him and just be like, I think it's amazing that you have taken to him and kind of treat him like
family.
Here's
the thing. It's amazing, though, I haven't taken to him.
But this is how I've been feeling. And it breaks my heart because, you know, I want to love him like you do. But it's just, you know, I don't think he's my future.
And hopefully the next person that comes into my life, you'll like just as much as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I need your support,
maybe, Daddy. Maybe you do tell Dad first.
I think so.
Mm.
I think you do.
Man, okay. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation? Can you lend your expertise based on the story of your life?
I mean, you know, we've been on the opposite side where, like, your family hates the person you're with.
Yeah, that's always awkward, too.
And then we always say, well, they're not dating your family, they're dating you, and it shouldn't matter. But this is kind of a different situation where it's, it's a little difficult because it's going to be not only probably difficult for your boyfriend to accept it, but then your dad too.
Yeah. Yeah, because your boyfriend thinks, oh, I've got an in.
Yeah.
Like,
probably is thinking, yes,
I'm moving in.
This is going to be my family.
We're
going to get married eventually because this is also perfect.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. I am actually really proud of all the guys that are rolling in on this.
Yes.
It's 99.7 DJX group therapy. Jessica has an issue with her dad, but not in the way that maybe you think. She is nearing the end of her relationship with her boyfriend.
In her heart.
Yes, in her heart. Her boyfriend and her dad are really close. Like, they hang out. They get along super well. She is worried about ending this relationship, what her dad's going to feel like, how messy it's going to be. She said she wants to handle this with the lowest amount of drama possible. And I got to say, as a dad of daughters who are dating, I really like their boyfriends.
So are you going to be devastated if one of them decides we're done?
But as a lot of the other dads who have jumped in on text and comments and stuff like that, I am 100% pro daughter.
Yes.
So if they decide this person isn't their person, then, and even though I like them as human beings, I think they're good, they're compatible, all that stuff, they're genuine people.
It's your daughter's decision.
I'm always going to be in my daughter's corner.
Yes, that's exactly what Casey says.
Yes.
On text. Dad's an adult. He'll be fine just saying that. As a dad in that scenario, if my daughter breaks up with a boyfriend, nothing on the planet will not make me support her there over anything else. Even if he was my best friend, my daughter over everything.
Yes. Yeah. Jared says the same thing. As a dad, I was in this same position. Really liked my daughter's ex-boyfriend. Went out of my way to help him. And he helped me with stuff. But it boils down to my daughter's happiness, and that will forever be greater than mine. Her dad will be fine, and you can't force feelings for someone else's happiness. Now, you and I both said probably best to maybe give the dad a heads up on that.
Yeah, most people on Facebook actually agree with us. Like, let your dad know first how you're feeling. He's your dad, Laura says. He should be supportive of your feelings. Don't stay with someone just because a family member has a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Allison also says, yes, also tell dad the ex cannot come to Christmas.
Yeah.
Andrew, even if you say that, you know, they can still keep hanging out, fine.
No, yeah, exactly. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show at the time. Not a real doctor. Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your take on this?
I'm so proud of both of you. You are 100% correct.
Thank you.
Probably tell the dad, since their relationship gotten strong, her and her boyfriend, their boyfriend's dad, have a conversation. At the end of the day, her dad's going to choose her, obviously,
sure,
and just let him know. But she's got to do what's best for her, because at the end of the day, it's about her feelings and about how she feels. She's got to put herself first, and her dad's going to understand that. And if her dad and her ex still wants to be buds and hang out every now and then, go for it. But that's where the maturity level comes in.
Ooh, right.
You guys are 100% accurate.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just as long as dad and ex-boyfriend don't hatch a plan to try to weasel him back in.
like they continue to have these weekend getaways.
Yes, and just hoping that she's going to change her mind and realize what a mistake she made in letting him go. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to tell dad that's not going to be happening.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always for your advice.
Keep on loving, guys.
Now, Eric is saying, I'd cut ties first with your guy and then tell your family. That way, no one is talking you into something you don't want. Family can have a tendency of thinking they know what's best for you, especially when they love your soon-to-be ex-partner.
Mm.
This being said, you can not get in the way of your dad's relationship with your ex. You need to let those two work out their bromance. You cut ties first. Good luck.
That's a different take.
It is a different take, and I do see that point of view.
Okay.
Like, you know, if dad does absolutely think this is the best partner for you, he may try to talk you out of your feelings. So something to consider that, you know, only you're going to know, Jessica, about your dad and your relationship with him.
Now, for the next person, Jessica, you could do as Trina does. And Trina texted in and said, this is why I never introduce anyone to anyone I was just, quote, dating. My family met my ex-husband once we were engaged.
Oh, wow.
And same with my now husband.
Okay. It avoids all of
what
that.
What a mystery.
Okay.
Trina, when are we going to be able to see your guy?
Not
you know
until
what?
I'm
not yet.
Sure.
Not yet.
Not until I know he's my forever. Then you'll get a chance.
All right. Well, hey, this is a tough situation just because it's the ending of something. But you could also look at it as the beginning of something else. But just know, as a dad of daughters who are dating, and as so many dads have jumped in on the comments, your dad, and we don't know your dad, but your dad should support you.
100%. Whatever you decide.
Yep.
Yes. Good luck.
Good luck.
Let us know how it goes.
That's group therapy.